Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line radio show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with
Cassandra from Big Wheel Smokehouse. How are you this evening?
Okay, Cassandra, let's get it together.
Right.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank Stealth for our intro music, A Time to Chill, off of his Keep It Smooth CD, and we want you to chill and enjoy what we're bringing to you this evening. Cassandra, what did you do this weekend?
What I did this weekend, Friday, I forgot just that fast, and I wrote it down. Hold on.
Okay, while she's
I'm having a senior moment. I'm sorry. Friday, I did date night. We went to the casino. We had a good time there. We listened to the live band. Saturday, I started back out going out to the shops again. You know, a lot of you guys know that I used to do the shops years ago. Started back out going out to the shops, introducing myself, letting them know about Big Wheel Smokehouse, and let them know that we don't just do barbecue. I think what we had on the menu was chicken Alfredo, or either they can do chicken and shrimp Alfredo, and I also did my famous homemade chocolate chip cookies. And then that evening, I believe we went out with my mother. Mookie and myself went out with moms to this cabaret. Interesting.
Yes, it was very.
So that was date night number two. And that's pretty much it. Sunday, I think we just chilled and relaxed. What about you, Ma?
Well, you know, on Fridays, you know where I'm at, my favorite spot. Had to get that ballroom dancing in. Hi, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
And then, of course, like you said, on Saturday, we went to this famous
cabaret.
I can't even get it out.
It was linen.
It was linen, and the fight was showing.
Correct.
And it was different. I didn't get one dance in. And then Sunday, I just messed around at home. I think I went over to my daughter-in-law's.
Hey, Shelly.
Lori and my son, William. And before I forget, we want to say congratulations to the newlyweds. They're now old married people. Laura and Malik Brown, congratulations on your wedding.
To Mr. and Mrs. Brown.
To Mr. and Mrs. Brown. You know, I told her she's an old married lady, and she said, Nana, I'm not old. I said, but you're an old married lady. I said, I don't, you know, once you get married, you're an old married lady. But, and then we went out to celebrate. They came back from the ceremony. And, you know, both families got together. It was nice. So we're waiting on part two on September the 24th, their reception. So that was about it. Hello, Shelly. That's my other daughter. But all in all, I had a pretty good weekend. So we want to talk about, Cassandra says she has a question. And what is that question, Cassandra?
The question I asked on Facebook the other day was, what is a best friend? And I was asking for my 15-year-old because I was trying to explain to her what a best friend is. And, you know, sometimes kids, rather, they don't want to listen to you. So I had some great, great feedback. And pretty much what everybody was saying was what I was telling her, that a best friend is someone who's going to be there for you thick and thin. They're going to not always agree on what you say. A best friend is going to be there where if you are not acting how you're supposed to be acting, they're going to let you know that you're not acting right. And I gave her a good example. She has a friend that they was friends when they were in middle school, then they fell out, then they reunited again in high school. And this young lady would come over to my house. She would stay 14 days at a time. You know, this is her BFF. They had, you know, kids are, they had the little necklace with the BFF, the little, I mean, you know what girls do. So they fell out again. And I asked her, what was the problem? What happened this time? And she said that the young lady said that my daughter thinks she know everything. And I told my daughter, you do think you know everything. I said, but that's your personality. And so if that friend was going to be her friend, she's going to accept everything about her. And that's what I was trying to tell her, that that's what a friend is. A friend is going to accept you for who you are, regardless of what you do. They're not going to like everything about you, but they're going to accept that about you. Mom, what do you think?
I think you gave her the right answer, because I have maybe two very good friends I've known for 30-plus years. No, maybe three. And we don't talk every day. We may not, and we definitely don't see each other every day. And I know that sometimes they can say to me about my personality, about how I look at people.
Okay.
And I have to say, is what you see is what you get. I'm pretty much the same all the time. I mean, I don't really change. So they accept me for who I am. I think people have a tendency of wanting to change people.
And
you cannot change anybody. You just have to accept them for who they are. Because I had a friend that passed, and Cassandra said she never really understood what a good friend was until
that person passed.
Until after that person passed. Because I was there through thick and thin.
What I've learned over the years and watching you
mm-hmm.
with that person who passed, and I said, well, what did you like in them? What did you see? But what I realized about my mother is that she accepts people for who they are, regardless of the fact of what other people think of them. And it could be a person who is obnoxious, who you just sit there and say, wow. Really? That's your friend? But she explained to me that she accepts them for who they are. And at the end of the day, that's really what it's about, who that person is. So that's what I was trying to explain to my 15-year-old. But first I told her, you haven't lived long enough to know what a best friend is. I mean, would you agree, Siobhan? She have not lived long enough. She's 15. You really don't know what a best friend is. And I gave her an example where I have a best friend where I met her when I was 16. And we're still friends to this day. And it was some things that I didn't like that was going on. And I quit kind of talking to her. And as the years went on, she asked me what was the problem. And when I told her, she was like, well, you could have told me how you felt. I didn't like how someone was treating her. I thought she should have been treated better. But when I realized that I'm not going to like everything that my friends do. But was that a reason for me to quit talking to her?
No.
It was not a reason. And we cried when we got back together, and I told her how I felt, and she told me. But the bottom line is, who am I to judge?
Right.
Who am I to judge?
And I have a best friend. We could be on the phone. I guess.
Hi, Lisa.
And I guess sometime, I guess I get a little loud, and her husband would be saying, who are you talking to? I know you. And she'll say, that's Gladys. Gladys? And you still talking to her? And we've been friends for over 30-something years. Mm-hmm. I mean, she don't try to change me. She just say, well, you know Gladys. You know how she is.
You just have to accept people for who they are. But like I said, when my mom had that one friend and he passed away, and I asked her, what do you see? Why are you his friend? And when she told me that I accept them for who they are, and that's really what it's about. You have to accept that person for who they are and what they are. It is what it is. If you go in thinking that you're going to change that person, it's not going to happen. You have to accept that person for them. You're going to go through a lot with a best friend.
Right, and they don't really have to be a best friend. It can be your spouse. I mean, sometimes people, they try to change you. You can't change people.
That's a question, too, that I asked my mom a while ago. Should your spouse be your best friend? Think about it. Couples, husbands, wives. Is your spouse your best friend? And I used to tell my mother, well, no, I don't think he's my best friend. And if he's not your best friend, is that wrong Is that wrong if your spouse is not your best friend? I mean, think about it.
Well, I always thought they say you have to be friends first.
I understand so being friends, but is he
your best friend?
Or is she your best friend? And if they're not your best friends, is that okay?
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for listening in. So those of you who are married, what is your take on that? That are who are listening are on Facebook Live. Is your spouse your best friend or your significant other? Are they your best friend? Because I, you know, I have a different opinion. So before y'all stop listening,
I don't have a different opinion. I just think that I guess they could be your best friend. I'm not saying that is Mookie my best friend. And am I wrong if I'm saying he not my best friend? Because I guess you see best friends different. Now, that could be your soulmate. And soulmate and best friend, I don't think it's the same thing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I don't see it the same.
Well, we'll table that for now. And maybe somebody, you know, can send us a little note, because we're constantly reading what people are saying.
Right.
But as far as the 15-year-old, like you said, they really don't know what the real definition of best friend.
And to them, everybody they friend.
Right, because I know.
That's my friend. That's my friend. I tell her, no, that's not your friend. That is your acquaintance. That's what it is. That's your acquaintance. You're acquainted with them, but that is not your best friend.
And she changed friends like I buy shoes anyway.
So, Lori, you're saying that your significant other is not your best friend. It could be your soulmate, but not necessarily your best friend.
She said, no, you're not wrong.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. They don't necessarily have to be your best friend. That's what I'm looking at.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm just, and that's not saying that you don't love them. That can be your world, but they don't have to be your best friend.
I really don't know. I can't comment on that.
I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Now, Jackie says, friend popularity when you're 15. Laura Marie Brown is watching.
Okay. Hey, Ms. Brown. Well, what I was just trying to explain to her is that a BFF, they use it so loosely.
Right.
Everyone is their best friend. Everyone is their friend. And it bothered me because these two, every time you saw one, you saw the other. And they were not talking. And they would be in a room together. And they weren't talking. So my job as a mother was for me to pull them both together. And I asked them what was the problem. And the first thing she said was, that the young lady said that my daughter thinks she knows everything. And Leah do. Those of you guys who know Leah thinks she knows everything. But what I told the young lady was that if you like Leah, then you're going to accept Leah for who she is. If Leah thinks she knows everything, it's okay. Know that when you tell her something, you'd be like, okay, you don't know everything, and you move on. But was that a reason for them to stop talking?
No.
No. Growing up, they're getting older now, so they have to come and talk to each other. So my job was as a mother was for me to pull them in together because they had spent too much time together. Now, they're going to be friends like they were before? I don't know. But you still have to be a bigger person and go to them and say, look, hey, what's going on? We're not talking. You haven't called. And so you just have to do those things. And, I mean, it is what it is. Friendship. And I see a lot of people, sometimes I see people on Facebook and I see the friendship that some of these young ladies have. And I say that is very special to have childhood friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And still friends with them now 30 years later.
Because I had one.
It's a special thing to have that special girlfriend. And I think that's what I'm lacking. I see like my mom don't really have a lot of friends. So I don't have a lot of friends. So I'm wondering, is that something that's contagious? Is it hereditary? That if your mother, you know, normally you have whatever your parents have. And I'm saying to myself, I have two good girlfriends.
I believe we as females, when you have a lot of friends that you're involved with, it becomes messy. because we don't really know how to be best friends with a large group of people.
Right.
And we as women, we tend to, sometimes we're just messy, even in the job place. I don't know what it is about females, but then again, our younger ladies, they emulate what they see.
If we as women can't get along, what do we expect? Did anyone watch Steve Harvey today? It was a repeat. Magic Johnson and his family was on there. And Steve Harvey and Magic Johnson, the bond that they had with brotherhood was amazing. It was amazing. And I said, if everybody can be like that and have each other's back, because really that's what it's about, who have your back. And I'm going to just give you guys a little information on what's going on. A lot of people know my son was gone for nine months, right?
Okay, right.
A lot of people didn't know. He dropped out of school, and he left and went out of state. He was gone for 9 months. I didn't know where he was, and then when we found out where he was, we didn't have an address. We didn't know how he was living. And he was acting different. He was not acting himself. And a lot of people we saw on social media, they was talking about him. And towards the end of the 9 months, I told him, get off of social media. And the reason why I told him to get off social media, because he felt like a lot of these people was his friends.
And they were not.
He was off of social media for 2 weeks, and that was not like him to be off social media, because you know our young people, he on every 10 seconds, every 10 seconds. Maybe one person out of the true people he thought was his friends reached out and said, are you okay? But the people who he thought was his friends, when he was at, and I tell you, he was, I'm going to use the word bugging out. He was acting up and acting out. And those so-called friends was talking about him and laughing with the other people. And he's 22. And I told him, these people are not your friends. And is he hurt? He's very hurt. But this was a learning experience for him, because everybody who you think your friend is not. Yeah, go ahead, Mama.
I just want to say something, too. Jackie Roman says she's lucky to have you. My mamas don't teach because they are trying to be their kids' best friend.
And don't get me wrong, Jackie. We have a good relationship. But what I just told her was, everybody is not your friend. And I had to let him know that everybody is not your friend. And he's going through something where he thought these were his boys, someone, people he went to middle school with. And I told him, it's okay. They're not your friends. But he was going through something. And everybody kept on telling us, you got to let him go through it. You can't live for him. And I mean, it was to the point that I was embarrassed, because I had people calling me, telling me how my child was acting out in public. And those who know us know that's not how we brought him up. But this was something that he had to go through. So right now he's going through a tough time right now. And I just want you guys to pray for him. Pray for his strength and pray that he get back to how he was. Because we know how we brought him up. But when young people, 22-year-olds, think that they have friends, hey, what's up, nephew? When they think that these friends is their friend, and they just don't understand, and he really don't understand why, and people were talking about him, and he was really acting out. People was talking about him, and they was laughing with him, and I said, if anything, they could have told those people who was talking about him, that's still my boy. He going through some things right now, but that's still my boy. And that's what he got to learn. He got to learn that. And he learned a valuable lesson. And I told him that's what life really is all about.
And what you have to learn also, too, Cassandra, which I had to learn, with my great aunt made a statement to me, because I had some issues with my son. Everybody know my son. I was so embarrassed and ashamed of him. And my great aunt told me, Gladys, don't you ever be ashamed of your son, because that's your son. And you don't let people talk to you about your son.
Right.
Because he is yours. Don't be ashamed of him, and don't be embarrassed. And I had to learn that at a late age.
But you know what? was really hard, and I talked to a lot of men. I was talking to his dad, and you know how daughters have they clash with their moms. Sons clash with their fathers, and sometimes they clash because they just alike.
Exactly.
But I was talking to a lot of different, you know, guys, and they said the hardest thing is that you got to let them grow. You got to let them go. And as a mother, it's hard.
Yes, it is.
Especially, remember I said he was going out of state. I don't know what he was doing. It's hard to let him go, but I know to let him be a man, I got to fall back. I got to fall back as a mother. And it's very hard for me to have to fall back. You know what I'm saying? It's just hard.
Yes, it is hard.
You know, Lamont, you came and you stayed with us when you was up around Demetra's age or maybe a little older. And, you know, he just trying to find himself. And I told him, you only 22. So now that he has come back, he feel like he's a failure. I told him, how can you be a failure and you only 22 years old? So, you know, he has to go through all this. And I think the best thing for me to have told him, you just got to talk to the Lord. And I can only do so much as his mother, but he has to do the rest. You know, he has to figure out, he got to learn his way. Just like how we had to learn our way, he got to figure it out for himself. I can want and do a lot for him, but at the end of the day, he got to just suck it up, realize that he made a mistake, but we all make mistakes. But the thing is, can you recover from that mistake and move on? Some people get stuck at that mistake. He got to be able to move on.
I completely understand how you feel to say it.
Mom trying to talk and read.
This cause it's still hard for me to not know what's going on with your nephew all these years later.
I think you're talking about Luke Williams.
It's hard, Lori. It is hard, you know. But at least you talked to him. You know, it was a time, it was in 9 months, I wasn't even talking to him sometimes. We didn't even know if he was dead or alive. As a parent, I was sick.
Yes, you was.
Literally sick out of my mind. And the only thing that saved me was going to church and going to the altar call. And I know you guys see me every day and you saw me with a smile. Didn't even know what was going on, but the only thing that saved me was God going to the altar call, and that pulled us closer together, me, Mookie, and Leah. I mean, we did not know. And it all can start, people was like, well, what made him change? What made him change was his best friend that he known since kindergarten went to prison. He had never had a friend that had went to prison. He knew a lot of guys that went to prison, but not his best friend. And he didn't know how to act. He didn't know how to respond to that. But what I did tell him is you don't want to end up where he's at.
Right.
He's not dead, but you don't want to end up like him. So he had to do what he had to do. Were we upset that he dropped out of school after 3 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
But school, not for everybody. But what I told him is you got to have a plan. You just don't drop out of school and don't have a plan. So right now, I'm telling him, lift your head up. We're not ashamed of you because I was how you was acting, but you still my son and I still love you. You can't worry about what everybody's saying about you. You can't worry about it. You know, yes, we did, Lamont. I always had an open door and help people.
Especially young people.
And that's what we do, and we love you too, because look at you now. You got your baby girl, you're a single father, and you're doing an excellent, excellent job. And that's what we do here, making it to the finish line. We work with our youth. And I think I'm asking God to tell me which way should I be going. And every time I turn around, he's saying, stay there and help your mother. And I run from it. I want to do my own thing.
But you are going to be doing your own thing. But your passion is youth. And I'm slowly, it's going to take a while because I like doing what I do.
But I'm running from it. But every time I turn around, I'm doing something with helping her with the youth.
Right.
And I'm saying, Ma, I got my own dreams. But that's not the way God wants me to go. Apparently, he don't want me to go that way. You guys, I just want you, if you're just tuning in, every Wednesday from 7 to 8, we're here at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com. You can catch some of our old episodes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. We come on every Wednesday from 7 to 8. And I just wanted to do something because I saw my mom on the radio with my uncle for 6 years. And once their show ended, I was like, Mom, you got to keep it going. Let's do our own radio show. And I was nervous at first, but I'm enjoying what I do, you know, being with my mother. And he say, Mom, Gladys, you still looking good.
Thank you, nephew Lamont.
Lamont, you know she just celebrated her 71st birthday, July 25th.
71. Yep, 71 big years, and I am so blessed.
Yes, yes. But it's the Lord keep on pulling me towards helping my mother with making it to the finish line. And I'm telling her, Mom, if you're going to let me drive, you got to let me drive. So you guys saw that I put up the new design for the new T-shirts. She really didn't want to let it go. But it's time. She's been doing this, you know, 16 years, making it to the finish line. And we got new designs. We're going to have our big kickoff for the Cotillion. How many years have you done the Cotillion?
Ever since 2009.
Okay, so.
So I'm letting her take the driver's seat a little bit.
8 years, is that right?
Yeah.
8 years we've been doing the Cotillion. So years ago she said she was going to let me be in the driver's seat, but that didn't happen. So we're going to be doing a lot of things. We're going to be making it to the finish line to the next level because this time, it's been 16 years making it to the finish line, and everybody know that we don't get grants, we don't get loans. We do it everything off of volunteer base and donations. And what really made me step up this year is because we did our book bag drive, and we've been doing that for what?
Ever since 2001.
Okay, we've been doing that for a long time. And she had to beg for the money and to get these book bags with the supplies. And she said she tired. She said she was tired and she don't think she was going to do it next year. We passed out 240 book bags with the supplies in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Miller. We want to thank Troy Taylor from James Martin Chevrolet and just everyone. I can't name everyone and think of everyone who donated. And we want to thank Rhonda and Mookie from Hotspot Rollers.
Rollers, oh,
they came
yeah.
To volunteer.
Miss Tony.
Miss Tony is something else. If Miss Tony wasn't going to be here to pass out these book bags, I didn't want to work because Miss Tony made sure they couldn't come around that table. They can't pick on her table. She get them their book bags. She keep them in order. So we had a wonderful time. Some of the young ladies came out and helped out and volunteered. So everything we do. So you guys, when you see me putting stuff on Facebook saying, we need you to come out and help us do this. We need you to come out because moms be looking tired. She be looking tired. So I just be trying to do whatever I can to help my mother because I've been watching her do this not only 16 years with making it to the finish line, but I've been working with my mother over 30-some years when we started back at Hutchins Middle School.
That is correct.
30-some years helping my mother with the youth. So
Siobhan, you asked the question, and this is just off the cuff. Yes, me and your Auntie Oreen is not a year apart. It's only 10 months.
Ooh. Ooh.
Anywho. Right.
Anywho, cousin. So when I saw how tired my mother was looking, and she said, Cassandra, I'm tired. I don't know if I'm going to even do the book bags next year. I said, how can you not do the book bags next year? She said, girl, I had to beg so hard. I said, well, you know what? We're going to see what we can do. And I talked to my girlfriend, and I was telling her how Mom said she didn't want to do this next year. My girlfriend called me at 10 o'clock at night with ideas. What can we do to make it easier for Miss Pearson? So I told my friends, come on board. That's one of my good friends that I was telling you about. I only have two. And she was like, what can we do to help Miss Pearson? Because she can't get us up, and we're not going to let her. We're not going to let her give this up. So when you guys see me begging coming to you, this is real.
And we're going to tell you ahead of time, our next big thing for the kids is Halloween.
So we're going to need bags of candy.
Right, because we get the kids a trick-or-treat bag. They don't even have to go out to trick-or-treat.
No, they don't. bags is full. So bring your grandbabies, your little kids, bring them out. But we skipping because we got this kickoff.
Oh, right, the kickoff. We don't want
to order. That's September the 9th. Next Saturday from 1 to 5, we're going to have a DJ. We want our young ladies to come and have a good time to learn sisterhood. That's really what Making It to the Finish Line is about, learning sisterhood with our young ladies 7 to 17. So if you have a daughter, a niece, a goddaughter, granddaughter, neighbor's daughter, bring them on out to the kickoff because, baby, it's going to be off the hook.
Because Cassandra is in the driver's seat for this.
Hey.
She's driving. I'm letting her. She's putting all of these good ideas together.
And let me tell you something. This is hard for my mom to step back. It's hard, but
yes,
you know
it
what?
Is.
It's time. It's time for me to do what I got to do. So the kickoff is when? Next Saturday, September the 9th, 1 to 5. Bring your girls out ages 7 to 17. Let them meet some new people. Do some new things. They're going to learn etiquette. They're going to learn turn the hobby into profit. And I'm just going to leave that with you. Bring them out and see what else we're going to be doing. Bring them out, bring them out. Y'all remember that song? Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them on out.
Because you know if Cassandra's in the driving seat, it's going to be quite different than what I normally do at the kickoff.
Oh, yeah. I told her to just chill. Just sit back and chill and let us go ahead and do this. So we got the kickoff, which is September the 9th, ages 7 to 17. Young ladies, bring your girls out from 1 to 5. We'll see you at 2140 Holbrook in Hamtramck. What's that address again?
2140 Holbrook, 1.5 blocks, I-75.
Can't miss it. You can't miss it.
Because we're going to be out there in the parking lot, if the weather permits, with the DJ. We're going to have
some light refreshments. Because we're
light.
Volunteer basis. So don't come thinking you're going to eat dinner. Light refreshments. But the main thing is to bring them, sign them up. And I just want to say, I've been looking at Facebook a lot, and I know another young lady who has a program. And she was putting on there, parents want to buy kids Jordans, they want to buy them this, but when it comes to these good extracurricular activities, they don't want to do. We can't make parents do whatever, but know that the young ladies need to know how to interact while they're in school. They need to know how to act with each other. School just started. My daughter just started school yesterday. They need to know how to interact with each other.
They need those social skills.
We
know academics is important. But the social skills is what's going to be the thing to carry them in the real world.
That's
because
right.
If they don't know how to interact with individuals or they don't know etiquette when they meet potential employers or are they getting ready to go to college, you know, when they have the open house.
That's right.
I mean, they're going to be lost. So Making It to the Finish Line, yes, we want you to bring your girls to our program, but there are other positive programs out there as well.
And let's remember, let's get back to the kids. Because that's what I told my mother, you know, her being a former educator, what's going on with DPS. You know what's going on with DPS? People lost what it's really about. It ain't about pocketing your pocket stealing money. It's about getting these kids to the next level. And I really, really believe that that's what the problem is. We are forgetting about our youth. We have a phone call. Because remember, we live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Who am I speaking with?
Ashia.
Ashia?
Ashia, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how are you today?
I'm good. Is this like, what do you do, reading?
No, we're a nonprofit organization where we work with young ladies ages 7 to 17.
Uh-huh.
And right now we're doing a kickoff for a cotillion. We're going to be doing a kickoff for the cotillion September the 9th. From 1 to 5. So if you know of a young lady, are you local? Because we're in Michigan.
Okay.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta? Oh, my God. We have Atlanta in the house.
Okay. But yes, we're located out of Michigan, and what we do is we help our youth. We help our young ladies. We teach them etiquette. We teach them how to ballroom. We do reading in the summertime, but, you know, it's too bad that you're not here in Detroit.
Right.
Right.
So have you listened to us before?
No, this is my first time calling as soon as I got here.
Okay, we're so glad that you called.
Yes, we are.
Always
listen in because you never know, we might have some information for you.
Right.
Just because you're not in Detroit or Michigan,
right,
you can always reach out to us. So thank you for calling in.
Okay, you're welcome. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So you guys, once again, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, every Wednesday from 7 to 8. We just had a caller from Atlanta.
Right, a young lady.
And so what we're just trying to do is we just want people to not forget about our youth. And there again, this is why I guess God is putting this heavy on my heart, is that I'm supposed to be here with Mom doing this with our youth. And like I said, I've been with her for 30-something years helping them. Yeah, Siobhan, we know you in Virginia, girl.
Virginia in the house.
Yes, we got Virginia in the house, too. So we're just trying to do our thing. And like I said, we're going to take it to the next level. I don't know what level that is. Maybe one day we could be national. You know, we're just trying to make a difference. We're trying to make a difference because they need us. They need all of us. When they say it take a village, they're absolutely correct. It take a village to do what you have to do. So, Mom, I mean, we didn't even have a commercial.
No, we did not.
Okay.
But that's okay, because what we're talking about is much needed. And I can't stress enough, you know, about putting youth in positive programs.
Mm-hmm.
Even though school is just now getting in, parents need to make sure that their youth are in a positive program, because not only it makes them a well-rounded person, colleges are now looking at if they're in extracurricular activities.
That's right.
Long time ago, you know, that wasn't a big thing, but now they are looking at that.
Right.
And I tell the kids all the time, especially the ones that graduate, take your cotillion souvenir booklet and let people see, this is what I was in for 4 years.
Right.
That's showing commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Not only brag about it. I mean, because, you know, it's a big sacrifice. We were doing it every Sunday, ever since 2009.
Every Sunday.
For two hours.
So now we're going to switch it up. We're going to go every other Saturday for 4 hours. We're going to do 2 hours dedicated to making it to the finish line, and then the other 2 hours will be turning hobby into profit, bringing in speakers, doing poetry slams. We're going to try to find a DJ to come and volunteer their services to show the young ladies how to DJ. We're going to have a good time. So, once again, and those who know about me, what I do with Turning Hobby into Profit,
oh, yeah,
we're going to be teaching jewelry making, we're going to be teaching jeans designs, t-shirt designs, making candy, making cupcakes, we're going to be doing peach cobbler, teaching them how to do lasagna, cooking, baking, jewelry making, and everything that they learn, they're going to be able to use these skills. Because, like I said, everybody is not going to go to college. Everybody not going to go in the military. Everybody's not going to have a trade. We're going to have some people who's going to be self-employed. That's where I'm going to fit in at, teaching them how to be self-sufficient and how to make legal money.
And what our kids don't realize, too, also, that everybody has something that they're good in.
Not only kids, adults.
Adults, right.
We did a program, we did a workshop, and we had adults saying that they didn't have a gift. They didn't have a special skill.
But everybody has something
that they're good at. You just have to dig down deep. And this is not only going to be for the youth. We're going to be doing live shows. I'm going to be coming on live from time to time, showing you how to do the Australian crystal bracelets, different ideas. So some of you older people might want to do a side hustle. I got a bunch of them. I got a bunch of them in my book to show you what might be something that you want to do to make some extra money, and you don't have to do Uber.
Right, and that she does, because she got me into doing jewelry making.
My mother never made jewelry, and not only did she make them, she sold them.
During breast cancer awareness month.
The key is not to be able to make something, but if you can sell it. I sold body butter. I made my own natural skincare products. I was selling that. I did CC the Clown. Siobhan, you remember when I was CC the Clown?
Oh, yeah.
Went into the different little party cities. People was begging me to come to their kids' party. What else did I sell? You know, I did my desserts. We're doing the food now. So not only are we going to teach these kids how to do a different skill, but we're going to have it so that they will be able to present it to the public and be able to talk to them, look their in their eyes, and be able to sell the products that they're learning how to do.
Because, you know, when I was being a single mom, I did a lot of things. I made,
she made milk baths.
To make the milk bath, I used a few drops of some kind of oil, Epsom salt, and that
powdered milk.
Took it and blended it up in a blender.
To get it fine.
To get it really fine and put it in jars. And I sold it. And I sold a lot.
She went through a lot of blenders because I think it cuts up that
Epsom salt.
But when I tell you she made a lot of money off of that milk bath, and it was natural.
Right.
You can soak in it. A lot of people I don't know where she got the idea from, but I remember as a kid seeing my mother sell milk baths.
I made fruit cakes.
They weren't from scratch. She used that date nut mix. Put that fruit in there and was selling fruit cakes, and she sold a lot of fruit cakes.
I sold stockings. I sold lingerie. And I took my typing skills and made money, typing up people's papers.
So I saw the hustle. Now, you guys might not have known that Gladys was a hustler, but that's who I saw hustle. And that's what I wanted to do. I said, wow, she making this? Milk bath? Who'd have thought?
Right. And I don't know where I got the idea from.
And people saw us sharp all the time. Saw us sharp. And the thing people wanted to know, how's she able to do that off of a secretary's salary? That's how she did it. She
and my hustled. Kids were sharp.
She hustled. And that's where I get that hustle and that drive from. Because I'm telling you, that milk bath is something so simple. Some of the things that you can do on the side is so simple and so easy. And take very little money.
Very little money. Because I got the milk bath from my friends who was on assistance.
Focus Hope.
Right.
They
Focus
wasn't drinking the milk.
Right. I said, well, let me have the milk. They said, what you going to do with it? I'm going to make some milk bath.
And she sold that milk bath for years.
I sure did.
So it's not even too late to do the milk bath now. When I tell you, who would have thought to be selling fruitcakes? Who even like fruitcakes?
I do.
But a lot of people, and it was moist. She did a great fruitcake, and you don't have to do it from scratch. She did it with a box mix, bought that expensive fruit.
Oh, yeah,
that
dried
fruit is
expensive.
So back then, she was charging $25, $30 for a fruitcake. Now you might be charging maybe $40, but if you're using a mix, you good. So fruitcake, who didn't know that she was selling stockings?
Right, and I did that for years.
You did the stockings for years. So there are things that you can do to make money. When I tell you I have a whole book full of different jobs and business that you can do on the side, it's not just about our youth. It's for anybody who want to learn how to make extra money. And when I sample them, if I can't sell it, I don't make it.
All righty then.
If I can't sell a product, I don't make it. When I was doing jewelry.
Oh, wow. And
had
she
a big clientele doing jewelry.
And made me some beautiful pieces.
And we used the real Australian crystals. When that light hit it, it looked like it's diamonds. And I could tell you where to get those Australian crystals. I met a lady years ago where she made me an Australian crystal bracelet and had my name on it. I was able to go get her 10 other orders. I said, my goodness, is she making this? I know I can make them. When I say those Australian crystals cut that light looking like it's glass. Beautiful bracelets. Beautiful. Jewelry people don't make anymore.
Right.
If you want to see some jewelry that you're not going to see with nobody, go make your own bracelet or your own necklace. And when I tell you it's easy, it's very easy to learn how to make jewelry.
And if I can learn, anybody can learn.
And she was selling them. That's the key. And she was selling them.
And not only...
Rhonda, you like the crystal to make things? I know, girl, it's easy. It's money to be made.
Right. And Cassandra can tell you, I did not mind spending my money on getting them beads and things.
No, she didn't. She wanted a nice necklace for her birthday. She wanted something nobody has. She went to the jewelry store. We picked out the beads. I made a beautiful, beautiful bracelet and necklace set.
And she gonna ask me, Mom, you gonna pay that much money for that?
She paid a lot of money for those stones.
Hey.
But that's the thing. It was a one of a kind.
Right.
A one of a kind. So if it can't be sold, like I didn't... If it can't be sold, we don't make it. Body butter from scratch.
Oh, yeah, and the body butter was nice.
I mean, you know how sometimes we put on lotion and you get ashy? Not with this body butter. I researched those recipes. I mean, we made it from scratch with the mango butter, the cocoa butter, and the shea butter. Oh, yeah, we treat tea tree. Oh, we don't play over here. I was making shampoo. I was making
lip
gloss.
Oh, yes.
Mookie was selling it at the gym. If we can't sell it, we don't make it.
All righty, then. Y'all heard us.
This is what we're going to teach our youth. We're going to teach them how to turn hobby
into profit.
Legally.
Not that fast money, because that fast money comes with a price.
That's right. I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, I had the young man selling the cookies at the school. He used to shoot dice all the time. They would take the dice from him, but call his mother and say, we just took the dice. But when he was selling cookies, they kicked him out of school. We had to get him back in high school. We was trying to take something out of the place of the dice, and we had him selling cookies. And the principal kicked him out of school for selling cookies. But when she would take his dice from him, she would just call his mother and say, I took these dice from him again. Really, go figure.
Right. Lisa, you said O'Reen and Mimi taught you how to sew, and you saved your parents a lot of money.
Sewing. See, that's another great skill, Lisa. That's another great skill.
Wow.
That's a great skill. So
right.
When you bring your kids here, we're going to teach them how to have social skills. We're going to teach them etiquettes. We're going to teach them the ballrooming, and we're going to teach them turning hobby into profit. Because you know what? Parents sometimes, it get a little tight. Those kids knowing how to do certain things and sell things, that's going to help you out a lot.
I know that's right.
Demetra sold cookies from the 8th to the 12th grade, me baking every morning fresh cookies, and you still sew. So you're still saving yourself some money, Lisa.
Wow, Lisa.
I made cookies for him, and I gave him 50%. I didn't pay no cell phone bills. I didn't buy no cell phone. I didn't pay for haircuts. I didn't pay for anything from him from the 8th to the 12th grade.
And where can you go and get a job making 50%?
50%. I bought all the ingredients. I baked them for him, and then I started baking for some of his friends.
Wow.
So that's what we're going to teach these young ladies in this program. They want to make money. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to teach them everything. They're going to be well-rounded here and making it to the finish line. Because why? Because that's what we do.
We make it to the finish line.
That's
and
right.
We show them, no matter what they are facing,
that's right,
they can make it to the finish line, because I am a proven product.
That's
that
right.
You can make it to the finish line.
Who don't want to make it to the finish line?
Right.
Everybody want to make it to the finish line, but mind, you got to hear your announcements. All aboard. Come on.
Well, our breast cancer awareness lunch. If you know of anybody that's a breast cancer survivor, we're having a luncheon on Saturday, October the 28th, 2017, from 1 to 4 p.m. Even if you are a survivor,
mm-hmm.
Contact us, mittfl@att.net, or you can inbox me on Facebook. All we need is your contact information where we can send you a formal invitation to the luncheon. And you will be honored. And for others to attend, it's $10 in advance. And we're going to have a good time. We had a good time last year.
Last year was nice.
It was really nice with all of that pink.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that day as well, I'm being honored by AARP to receive their volunteer award. And it's the highest award one can receive. and I am representing Michigan because the lady told me it's one per state.
Wow, that's nice, Ma. That's nice.
Okay. Our 2018 annual fundraiser pre-Mother's Day cruise, we're cruising to the exotic Mexican Riviera, May the 5th, 2018 through May the 12th, 2018. This is a time that you can treat your mom, you can treat yourself, an important woman in your life. Bring them on this cruise. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, we're going to have a good time on this cruise. Make sure to visit our website. I'm getting,
excited.
Right, I'm getting excited. Visit our website, www.mittfl, for all of the information for the cruise. And we still have some cabins. And guess what? You can put this in the layaway. I mean, layaway is good. You pay on it every month. Until it's time to go cruise it, you'll be finished. But not only that, you can earn a free cruise. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is contact us, 313-460-0596. That's my number. Or you can contact Marlene at 877-8330, extension 11, and we will give you all the information you need to earn a free cruise.
Free.
Free.
She's
put it in the layaway.
I mean, where can you go and put a cruise in a layaway? Come on now.
So that's May the 5th, 2018 through May the 12th, 2018. The information and the form is on our website. Mm-hmm. Cassandra?
Yes?
We got to keep on talking about this kickoff.
Kickoff.
September the 9th, 2017 at 1 p.m. Bring your young ladies. We are going to have a lot of fun.
Yes.
And if you register them on site that day,
okay,
the registration fee is only $40.
You can't beat that.
$40 if you register on site on September the 9th. Make sure to bring your young ladies out.
Ages 7 to 17.
You won't be disappointed. Because at the end of the program, there is a cotillion ball. Oh, my God.
They look beautiful.
They look beautiful in their white dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time they showcase what they've learned in the program.
Yes.
And it is, oh, my goodness. Sometimes it makes you want to cry when I see them all dressed up. I say, oh, my God.
They look
so beautiful.
They do.
And they act the way they look.
Yes. That's what's important.
That etiquette pays off.
I mean, we're going to do etiquette where we're going to do a field trip where they have to use their skills on place setting, how to eat, proper things to do at the dinner table. So the etiquette program, that part of it is very, very good when we go out to eat. And just remember, this is our big kickoff. When I say I'm in the driver's seat.
Yep, she's in the driver's seat.
Come on and ride with me. So Saturday, September the 9th, 1 o'clock, the kickoff. Registration for the cotillion, girls ages 7 to 17, nieces, goddaughters, cousin, neighbor's daughter, just bring them on out. Just bring them to the kickoff so they can be a part of this because this is starting something new. This is something new. We're going to have a DJ, like I said, snacks, small snacks, not dinner. So just come on out and just mingle, just meet, and let's just have a good time. Let's just have a good time. We're going to Saturdays now, every other Saturday, 4 hours. The first 2 hours, it'll be about making it to the finish line. The second 2 hours, it'll be something that will be teaching them turning hobby into profit. We'll be having guest speakers coming in. We're going to have a good time.
Mother, a good time.
Yes, we are.
Oh, and I almost forgot. We're going to be doing movie day.
Oh, yeah.
Every first Saturday, starting in November, we're going to have a movie day, and that's from 4:30 to 6 p.m.
Wow.
Movie day.
Okay.
Because I was donated my own projector.
Someone donated her own
projector. A brand new projector.
Gotta use it.
Haven't used it yet, but we're going to be using it for
okay.
Movie day. Movie day. Y'all keep that in mind.
Okay. So remember that. Movie day, yes. So movie day will be starting in November, first Saturday. Every first Saturday, we'll be doing movie day. We guys, remember, this is a fundraiser. So you'll be buying a ticket, and your ticket will include popcorn.
And a drink.
And a drink. You can't go wrong with that. Movie night, let's get back to doing things with the family. So movie day, first Saturday, starting November, 4:30 to 6 p.m.
You can't beat it.
Can't beat it with a stick. Mother, would you like to do the inspiration?
Yes. Cassandra, you didn't do your stuff.
We didn't have time.
Okay, my motivation for today. Be an encourager. When you encourage others, you boost their self-esteem. Enhance their self-confidence. Make them work harder. Lift their spirits and make them successful in their endeavors. Encouragement goes straight to the heart and is always available. Be an encourager always. How many of us are encouraged? I tried to be an encourager. What about you, Cassandra?
I do, all the time. Words of encouragement. Sometimes an encouragement can only be, it can be just a simple smile. It doesn't take a lot, just a simple smile.
And it's free. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything.
To smile.
To smile or encourage somebody or say a nice word, because we never know what someone is going through.
Never know.
We really don't.
We never know.
So, and this is things we try to teach our youth, our young ladies, to be encouraged, to be nice to one another, be respectful to each other.
Right.
This is something that is badly needed. Encourage others. Encouragement goes straight to the heart and is always available. Be an encourager, because being an encourager, it is free.
Free.
It doesn't cost you anything.
That's right. That's right. Mom, this was a good show. I mean, I don't even think we were supposed to talk about bullying.
We sure, right, because with school just starting, I mean, bullying is a big, big problem.
So maybe we'll come back and we'll try to talk about it next Wednesday because of school starting back.
Right.
But when you go live, you still are talking about one thing, and we definitely want to touch on bullying again.
We have to.
Yes, because it's very important.
I mean, you know, the schools, I don't know why it seems like it's not important to them.
It's not important until it's their kid.
Right, because they really drop the ball on a lot of things when it comes to bullying. And no child should have to feel bad going to school when it's supposed to be in a safe environment.
That's right.
A learning environment. No child should have to feel
that they're not important. That they're not special.
That they're not special.
So it starts with us.
Right.
It starts with us. So we will be bringing back that topic next week, bullying. And if you guys want to call in, the call in. What's the call-in number, Mom?
The call-in number? Where is the call-in number? The call-in number is...
It's not at the top
here. I have it right here. The call-in number is 646-378-0378. You can call in every week. We want y'all to call in. We want y'all to let us know how we doing.
So the number again, I got it, Mom, it's right up here, 646-378-0378, and remember, bodymindspiritradio.com, you can always tune in that way, or when we're doing Facebook Live, 7 to 8, we're always here for you every Wednesday, because what, I'm in the driver's seat, doing what I got to do to take making it to the finish line to the next level.
Okay, y'all got this, she's in the driver's seat. And before we go, we want everybody to have a good holiday weekend. We want you to be safe.
That's right.
And we want you to come back next Wednesday, 7 to 8. Tell us about how your holiday weekend was.
That's right.
And this is going to be the first time I'm going to be gone for the holiday. I'm visiting my niece in Virginia. She really won't believe it until she see me.
Until she see her there. That's right, Siobhan. She on her way. I'm kicking out. Make sure you feed her good. Okay, we out. Bye-bye.